Hello and welcome back to the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast. This is where we explore the technologies, the trends and institutions that are driving the future of global trade finance. I'm your host, Doris Kononovich, and in today's episode, we're speaking with Ali Amilrui-Ravi. He's the CEO and founder of SRC Ecosystem. Now, with a strong focus on emerging markets, particularly around the Silk Road region, SRC Ecosystem is building an infrastructure that enables the real-time payments and smart trade executions, but also unlocks new opportunities for institutional investors in trade receivables. We'll be discussing how their platform leverages AI-driven onboarding, digital asset creation, and stablecoin-powered settlements to close the trade finance gap and support the next generation of digital trade finance. Ali, lovely to have you here on the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. It's my pleasure to be here. So, thanks. I would be happy to present the project here and how we are aiming to fill that gap.
Exactly. And one of the reasons I'm very excited to have you on the TFDI initiative, I mean, this you're very recently one of the new members as well, SRC Ecosystem. So a warm welcome to this consortium of trade finance professionals and the ecosystem that are really, really aiming to pull down and drive into the liquidity that will make this asset class investable. So warm welcome again.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Now, let's start with your origin story. I'm very keen to know the mission, why a CEO starts a particular company. And in this sense, SRC Ecosystem encompasses quite a few businesses or few business ideas. Tell me about how you started the SRC Ecosystem and why.
Yeah, sure. So let me start with my main background. So my main background coming from the global trade and trade finance business. So it's been my business for whole life. I'm in this space, working in several countries, building companies from scratch in the commodity trade and trade financing, energy markets, metals, minerals, and different commodity products from like a 500K to 200 million per trade. So that was my main business, always building from scratch in Russia, CIS, Middle East, China market. That was my main business. And also I've been the advisor of the China CCPIT for trade promotion in the Middle East. That was another, you know, point that together with my main background was the inspiration for me to create the SRC ecosystem. The SRC ecosystem is a unified ecosystem for cross-border trade between East and West economies, focusing on both trade finance and supply chain management as a one-stop-shop solution to tackle the huge gap that exists in the global trade finance, 2.5 trillion, and lack of access to capital for SMEs. This is where the SRC ecosystem comes on the place to fill that gap by providing a one-stop-shop solution from the onboarding, from the digital trade creation, signature, trade execution, tokenization, financing through the liquidity marketplace, cross-border payment, FX, digital twin tracking. So all these features come together to create the SRC ecosystem. And all these features powered by AI, blockchain, tokenization, and smart contract as a whole to create this ecosystem that targeting the exact problem that we have in the global trade finance market.
That's a really good point you've made about, you know, having this ecosystem that targets the market. Talk to me about how you're bridging the trade finance gap, which is at a staggering $2.5 trillion at the moment, particularly when it comes to creating accessibility for the SME market.
Yeah, so as you see, we are targeting the underserved segment of the global trade finance, where the SMEs were making 90% of the businesses globally. And as you know, the SMEs, traditionally, they have lack of access to capital through financial traditional financial channels. And it has a solar reason. You know, it has a reason from the banking side, that's from the operational cost processes, paper-driven processes, and all make it really impossible for the banks and worse on the economical part to provide capital for these SMEs. On the other side, SMEs also lack of enough collateral, enough track records, and so on, in order to get access to capital. So we are coming here by having a rigorous onboarding processes from the credit assessment, KYC, KYB, trade evaluation, partner validation. We make very streamlined onboarding processes, and also we make the trade documentation as a trade asset, which they were illiquid traditionally. We make them liquid by converting them into the digital verifiable token, so and putting them in the liquidity marketplace, which is in-house liquidity marketplace, and put those assets on front of very diverse liquidity provider from both traditional financial market like a TradFi, bank and non-bank lenders, and also in the on the DeFi, as well as extra layer of liquidity by, through the SRC token itself, act as one of the source of liquidity that can help and provide extra liquidity for trade financing. So all without geographical limitation and also constraint that caused by delays on the financing and also settlement, which is how we are helping, in this ecosystem to fill that gap by providing these things, these pieces together for the SMEs to get access to capital.
Let's talk about your use of technology, because there's a lot of that going in here and very advanced technology like AI, and you're using this for onboarding and risk assessment. How are you, what is the process of actually using AI for this, and how are your clients responding to new forms of technology being embedded in as part of the workflow process?
Yeah, so it's a very streamlined process. So like when you are, different digital platforms, so we have onboarding processes. So they have a different kind of documentation and questionnaire that they have to fill out. And then the AI tools here in our system, which are inbuilt AI tools that we have designed especially for this process, we'll do the due diligence on the documentation that provided from the KYC, KYB, from the credit assessment, different kind of documentation that they will provide, financial assessment, their last track record, and so on. All will be analyzed. And also their trade agreement will be analyzed. We try to find a red flag in real time and also streamline this onboarding process, which traditionally took you around a couple of weeks in order to get approval on the onboarding side. Here, it can reduce to just a few hours and you get onboarded into the system. And we are giving a risk profile to the lenders that are reliable, trusted, and also data driven. So this is the AI tool really make the decision much faster and also the process much faster and make a benefit for both SMEs and also to the lenders. This is how we are using AI to make intelligent decision in the process and make the process much faster for the approval.
And, with tokenization of real-world assets here, or trade assets in this sense, this is one of the core features that you have. Can you explain the process here and what the benefits are for trade finance stakeholders?
Yeah, so in the SRC ecosystem, the tokenization have different part. One part is about the financing of the part, and one part is the for other stakeholder as well. So in the ecosystem, as I mentioned above, all the stakeholder have access to this ecosystem, from the SMEs themselves, exporter importer, also the shipping companies, insurance companies, inspection companies. All the important stakeholder, customer portal, chamber of commerce, all have an access and they can provide documentation and data. So once the documentation like invoices, bill of lading get onboarded and verified in the SRC ecosystem, they become a verifiable digital token and have economical value. And this token will be launched in our dedicated EVM chain and then listed in our in-house liquidity marketplace and put those the tokenized assets on front of DeFi and TradFi lenders to make the financing happen. And also, this token is not programmable. We ensure the compliance, tracking and automating the repayment processes. So we make the, we bring the transparency and the liquidity. This is how the tokenization help as well, not only the financing. So for example, it become a trusted document that can be also transfer between the trade stakeholders in our ecosystem. We allow that kind of execution also in our ecosystem, not only from the financing perspective.
What has been the feedback from your customers? Because inherently trade finance is very fragmented and traditional in terms of its methods. And here you have introduced solutions which very clearly incorporate the use of technology to increase transparency, enhance efficiency in the workflow. What has been the feedback of your clients who have been rather used to using traditional means of operations or are a little bit skeptical of digitalized assets and looking at tokenization of assets?
Yeah, so we receive a lot of good feedback from as we are working closely with China CCPIT and Chinese stakeholder, we have showcases the solution and done POC and so on with them. The feedback really was very good, and they are very interested on, and they see the beneficial on the tokenization on a different aspect: transparency, trust, better decision for the lenders. Have a better risk profile. This was really very much, give a good feedback for us and to continuing our, expansion on the product featuring, which we have we have those set of new features all coming together again in the Q3 and so on. So the feedback really was very good, and they have invited us to try so on to push onboarding more SMEs, importer, exporter, different stakeholder like shipping, like insurance, especially credit insurance, which has a very this is a very good point that the credit insurance also have a very very good role in the tokenization when you especially doing it in the invoice financing and so on and receivable. So the credit insurance also have a very big role. And we have a kind of credit insurance company from China and other places. So yeah, I think the feedback is good, and the timing also is very good.
Yes, it's good to always sit back and listen to the feedback of your clients to see how you improve and keep moving forward. You mentioned that you're supply chain monitoring, and I know that SRC kind of uses a digital twin technology. Kind of walk us through how these digital twins are created and maintained in your ecosystem. I'm thinking of this from the perspective of validating real world events such as like movement of goods, quality checks, title transfers, and how this level of traceability can contribute to enhanced transparency, to risk monitoring, trust for the financiers and other trade stakeholders. Are they integrated as well with IoT, ERP, or external verification systems?
So we use a digital twin in the SRC ecosystem to mirror the physical trade flow into the blockchain. So we track the shipping status, condition, type, quality, ETA. All this will be monitored. Carbon emission even will be monitored and also record in the smart contract. And it creates extra security, trust into the processes and visibility. Very, the cross-border trade is very limited on the visibility, and this creates extra kind of visibility and security into the processes. And also we are integrating, for example, for perishable foods and different kind of product where there's an IoT sensor inside the container. We integrate them to have a real-time data about the quality of the goods, and with the AI-based risk detection system, which can provide the mitigation to the stakeholder in the real time to do the mitigation. And also if any dispute happen, we have that kind of record in the system that can help, to that kind of dispute to be settled, in a very quick way. And so it's create extra security, extra trust in the process. And also the lenders have access to those data when they are opening the trade, the financing opportunity. They have also access to that data. They know the goods already, in the reality shipped. So it creates really extra security and trust into the trade execution.
What are some of the risks that someone looking for a financial opportunity needs to be aware of when interacting with this ecosystem?
Yeah, they are making sure that the goods really delivered. Importer, for example, in open account trade, the importer really receive the goods, approve it, and they cannot, claim that the goods is not delivered. So they have that data in the reality that really goods moved, delivered, and also the quality, quantity also is very important. That's if any claim happened during that. So this is the kind of the risk that they have access to when they are financed, because they have to in open account trade and they have to wait to receive the payment from the importer, right? So they have that data, and this will help the lender when they are lending the money, that they are making sure also that transaction in reality happened, and the importer also cannot claim that kind of bad behavior in terms of the repayment and so on.
Yeah, it's a good point. Let's talk about international standards now, compliance here. And this is one of the big things in working across jurisdictions. International frameworks, being able to collaborate with them is crucial to scaling digital trade finance. And I'm keen to know how SRC ecosystem is aligning its infrastructure with globally recognized standards such as ICC's uniform rules for digital trade transactions, MLETR, and such. Are there specific features for your platform like DNIs and smart contracts and data governance protocols that are in place or about to be in place to ensure just legal enforceability and interoperability across different frameworks? You mentioned you work, mostly in the Silk Route, but expansion as well, in the frontiers. Is that something that you're looking into?
Yeah, so when the ICC URDDT role come on the place, I think we are was one of the first one that really shown interest on the ICC URDDT role to align the system fully with that role. So we're going ICC URDDT role, especially for the digital trade execution and also in the dispute part and so on. Make sure that we are aligning with the ICC URDDT role, and our smart contract mimic the standardized, roles into the trade. So this is the ICC URDDT in terms of the digital trade execution. And also in the same time, we are also aligning our ecosystem with the UN's MLETR role for digital trade documents. This is also in our tokenization, fully aligned with that. Especially for the cross-border trade documentation in the system, we are aligning that. So we are making sure that our ecosystem will be fully globally interoperable and future-ready for regulatory adoption. This was our focus, and I think we are one of the really rare platform that focusing and bring all this regulatory together. From the ICC URDDT to UN's MLETR, to create really a framework that the people can trust. There's a rules and regulations in the system when they are doing the trade transaction. So we wanted to be one of the those enabler and following those rules to become a like a standardized platform in the global trade.
And it's been going really well. I can see that you're going from strength to strength. You were recently recognized with the GFM reviewed as the best Web3 solution. How do these accolades influence your company's direction and credibility? And just to add to that, as members of new members of the TFDI, what do you also hope to achieve within this community?
Yeah, so as you see, the SRC ecosystem bring the one-stop shop solution on an end-to-end basis to the trade execution that fully can be executed, financed, and processed, cross-border payment tracking, all this stuff. I see a big opportunity to work with a framework like a TFDI, especially on the distribution of the trustable digital trade assets to be distributed to different kind of lenders. There is a big collaboration between us and your TradeTech and TFDI to work together on the distribution side, because we are taking care of all the risk here for the execution side and all this stuff. Then the different kind of protocol on the financing from both traditional lenders and DeFi lender can access to the asset that's it's completely become trusted with the real-time data, trusted data, secure, that with the reliable environment that they can provide capital and so on. So there's a good, very big, I think, collaboration in that sense, because you are focusing on the distribution to the lenders, and I think this is how we can work together in that sense, and I see a big opportunity, to be honest.
I agree. And we're definitely looking forward to seeing you collaborate with this community and, joining us at our Investor Day later on this year in person. Just before I let you go, looking at your future plans, what are your future plans for expanding SRC and SRC's reach and impact across the global trade finance sector? And do you have any additional product updates that you'd like to share?
So in the Q3, we have I think better launch with the product updates, and we with a very special the AI base, and also extend our tokenization, which is I think our tokenization model also very advanced, combination of different kind of models coming together to follow the regulation and also follow the MLETL standards and so on. I think that's very advanced, and how connecting different trade documentation as a backup of the collateral for representing the tokenization in the liquidity marketplace. I think we make a very advanced solution on that side, which we are updating in the Q3, and also having a lot of pipeline partners and clients that they want to do the pilot and testing it in the Q3. So we are planning to have a good trading volume this year. And of course, the big trading volume we are expecting in the next year. We are expecting the couple of billions trade value in the next year, and also onboarding the non-bank lender at the scaling to the our ecosystem and partnering with different kind of platform and ecosystem like yourself to collaborate together. So this kind and eventually to become a decentralized originator in the global trade finance as a leading originator in the decentralized way of doing the origination of the trade finance. This is, I think, most important things for this year and the following year. And of course, as you see, we are focusing on the region that are underserved, the Middle East, South Asia, Africa, Silk Road Corridor, so the high barrier market, underserved market, or lack of access to global trade finance through a traditional way, and we let them get access to a trusted environment.
Well, we can't wait to hear all of the good news coming out from your stables this year. Ali, thank you so much for your time on this podcast. I'm going to have to let you go. Thank you for making the time to be here on the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you today.
Thank you. Thank you. It was my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And to all our viewers or listeners out there, if you enjoy this conversation, do be sure to subscribe on Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts, and visit the tradefinancedistributioninitiative.com for more interviews and industry updates. I'm Doris Kononovich. I've been your host. Thank you very much for listening, and catch you next time.